You did. And when you said you'd report me for using of obscene language, that was hitting me over the head. But the half quid made that all right. I weren't a going to fight, so I waited for the food and did with my owl as the wolves and lions and tigers does. But lor love your heart, now that the old woman has stuck a chunk of her tea cake in me and rinsed me out with her blooming old teapot and I've lit up, you may scratch my ears for all you're worth, and won't get even a growl out of me. Drive along with your questions. I know what you're a-coming at, that ear escaped wolf. Exactly. I want you to give me your view of it. Just tell me how it happened, and when I know the facts, I'll get you to say what you consider was the cause of it, and how you think the whole affair will end. All right, Governor. This ear is about the old story. That ear wolf, what we call Bazika, was one of three grey ones that came from Norway to Jamrax, which we bought off him 4 years ago. He was a nice, well-behaved wolf that never gave no trouble to talk of. I'm more surprised at him for wanting to get out, nor any other animal in the place. But there you can't trust wolves no more nor women. "Don't you mind him, sir," broke in Mrs. Tom with a cheery laugh. "He's got minding the animal so long that blessed if he ain't like a old wolf hisself. But there ain't no harm in him." "Well, sir, it was about 2 hours after feeding yesterday when I first hear my disturbance. I was making up a litter in the monkey house for a young puma which is ill. But when I heard the yelping and howling, I came away straight. There was Bezika a-tearing like a mad thing at the bars, as if he wanted to get out. There wasn't much people about that day, and close at hand was only one man, a tall thin chap with a hook nose and a pointed beard with a few white hairs running through it. He had a hard, cold look and red eyes, and I took a sort of mislike to him, for it seemed as if it was him as they was irritated at. He had white kid gloves on his hands, and he pointed out the animals to me and says, 'Keeper, these wolves seem upset at something.' 'Maybe it's you,' says I, for I didn't like the airs as he give hisself. He didn't get angry, as I hoped he would, but he smiled a kind of insolent smile, with a mouth full of white sharp teeth.